นะبسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومجلس حضرت مولانا مسيح الله صاحب رحمة الله عليه الجزء وقت ويا الله تعالى سيد ألست بربكم يقول نور الله تعالى أسند إيمانويل يا رب ألست بربكم now he is focusing on الأرواح In the Alim Arwah, where only in the time of, within the, before the existence of this world, where only there were souls there, and spoke to all the souls. All the souls mean whosoever was in this world to come, everyone, Allah addresses to all of them. Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Everyone gave one answer, Bala. Answer you gave, Bala. Over the moment you said, Bala means, Oh Allah, you are my Rabb. You my nourisher, you my curer, you my protector, my everything. The moment you said that, now what is the meaning of that? You said it very quickly. The once they said that, that means now you have accepted me. To be your Rabb. So whatever command I give you to do, you have to follow it. Without any questions. And that's why when we came to this world, Allah Ta'ala reminded us, Inna Rabban Amanat ala Samawat. That whatever you said there in Al Marwah, where only the time before you came to this world too, very quickly you said, that you are my Rabb. Now I'm reminding you that I've given you an amanat. I've given you one? Where you have to understand what is the meaning of it. And one thing when an amanat is given and thrust upon you, then what is the reason that after you accepted this, yet there's a breach in it? Yet there is a breach. How come? You have accepted it. Whereas you're supposed to be doing this, that is so important to preserve this. Preserve what? This amanah. This amanah that I've given you, you're supposed to preserve it. Look after it. Hide it. Keep it in a place that no one knows it. That no one can take away that amanah too. And according to the amanah, you see everything very different. Some amanah is small, some are very important. The important things, what do? You hide. You keep it. You don't want anyone to know about it. You don't want anyone to take away from it. So this amanah which we are talking about, Allah Ta'ala is talking about, is an amanah that was supposed to be kept in a position, in a place where it's so hidden that no one can even open it to. And what is that amanah? It has one key to open and one key to lock. The lock key is La ilaha. And open is Illallah. When you say La ilaha, you open the key La ilaha. There is no Allah besides. There is no Allah. You said that. When we read La ilaha, we have this strongly at heart La ilaha. There is no Ilahi, no Allah besides Allah. There's no one. When you said that in there, then how come you forgot what you said? In other words, you must know that you know that everything happens with Allah's wishes. Why is it that still when something happens to you, begin to look at something else? So this amanat is hidden, and you said, La ilaha illallah. It is an amanat that which Allah loves most. There is nothing more beloved than either Allah Ta'ala besides this amanat we call La ilaha. You don't even know the value of La ilaha. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll come to know about it. when people would be coming in front, were taking hisab kitab, Allah must take us baghair hisab. Because there will be a group that will be going to Jannah without reckoning. Oh Allah, include us in that. Because that time will be a very severe one. Everyone looking for someone to come in for help. At that time, يَوْمَ يَعْفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. You forgot this amanat and you kept your mother happy. You forgot this amanat, you kept your brother happy. You forgot this amanat, you kept everyone happy. Now when you're going to go in that position where you need their help, they're going to help you. So this amanat has to be kept in a position that way, that it be hidden, and also it is supposed to be that you fulfill every command of Allah. That's what that amanat asks you for. That amanat is asking you for to fulfill every command of Allah right till the end. Whether you like it, whether you enjoy it, you will have to do it in every situation. You will not only do it in a time you're enjoying it, and then you're not doing it for Him, you're doing it for enjoyment. You're not going to do it because you know what I mean, you're going through some difficulty, you're doing it. You're going to do it in every condition, every situation. My relation to Allah is of that kind that I'm not concerned of the condition, I'm concerned of Him. That how I must know that He is with me, that La ilaha illallah. Continuously this amanat has to be to abide the command of Allah. That is the meaning of La ilaha. That's the meaning of to abide the command of Allah. A person can be La ilaha illallah, very good, he's got iman in him. But that's not sufficient. That's not sufficient. More sufficient is to abide to the commands. And those commands which you do not want to do, you must do. Then you are true in saying Allah stubi rabbikum. Then you are true in what you say, Allah stubi rabbikum. Otherwise you're not true. You've already committed yourself very quickly there. Now you have to follow it happily, you have to. Happily, without questioning. Secondly, is Allah Ta'ala is asking you for to serve Him. Allah Ta'ala is asking to serve. It's a small thing that is. What is Allah is asking to serve Him? To show you that how much He's got time for you. When a sheikh tells a person, sheikh does not ask anyone for service. He says, you do that favor for me. The moment the sheikh tells him that, he wakes up very happily. He jumps to do it. My sheikh asked me. He left all other murids and asked me. He wakes up very quickly to the ustad. The ustad asked me. He left all other students. What happened to that person? No matter how difficult that work is, that difficulty, the work becomes very easy for him. No matter, because I've been chosen. I've been told to do it. No one else told to do it. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has chosen us to do it. Allah Ta'ala has chosen us. You must know one thing. One is you do it when He is telling you to do it. You do it something else when He is telling you to do it. He said, yes. He has chosen you. That is why when the time when the sheikh, he tells you, you know what I mean? Come on, man. I want this thing to be done. You run so quick to do it. Why? Because my sheikh asked me. That condition must come into us in fulfilling the command of Allah. Fulfill? Come on. That condition. How quickly you run. Get me this thing. I'm running for it. Get me this thing. I'm running for it. You are sick too. When he comes, you wake up very quickly. The sickness is gone. Why? The love for him. The love for him is so strong that your sickness is forgotten. Everything is forgotten. So this is how you do the sheikh. Majaz Rabbi. Majaz Rabbi is your father. Majaz Rabbi is your sheikh. You do everything for him. You forget everything. You are at his service all the time. So Allah Ta'ala appointed his service for you.
He told you to serve me. Who told you? Allah Ta'ala told you to serve me. Aren't you happy for that? Everyone don't get the opportunity. Everyone don't get the opportunity. You serve me. You came to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala brought you. He served. You say you serve me. Many people outside there. But you are came in. Allah Ta'ala, you serve me. You open the Quran to read. Allah Ta'ala, you serve me. You serve? You making the zikr of Allah? Allah Ta'ala, you serve. Everything that you're doing, Allah Ta'ala is, you serve me. So when a person thinks like that, that Allah Ta'ala wants me to serve him, what will you do? You run to the masjid. You run to the masjid. And every moment you see something, that you're doing something, Allah Ta'ala, you serve me, you open the Quran, you serve me. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi. He saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. Allah Ta'ala asked him, what do you want? Oh Allah, I need your forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala told him, if I did not want to forgive you, I would not allow you to do this service you're doing. The service you're doing is showing itself how much I love you. You and I do not know how Allah Ta'ala loves us. Allah loves us. How much He loves us. That every time you come in, He wants you to remember, I've given you an amanah that's called La ilaha illallah. You open with La, or you close with La. You open. Ilaha is closed inside the heart. Illallah. Is closed with the heart. Illallah. There's no one beside Allah in the heart. So day after, you still, you look at it, that the favors that Allah has given us. After you do all those things, you think to yourself that continuously you are following the command of Allah. Continuously you are following the command of Allah. And with great respect. With great respect. Continuously following the command of Allah. Continuously means in every way. You're trying your level best. Not only one act, in every action, every deed. Continuously. With great respect. With great respect. Too much. Remember the most important respect. The more you have respect for Allah, the more you get the iman becoming something else. Respect is most important. With respect you're committing that, making that command. And then you think to yourself, yeah, I did this thing because merely for your faith. Through your grace, through your ihsan. After doing it, what you see to yourself? Oh Allah, through your grace, merely to your faith, through your fazl, and through your ihsan, I did this thing. It's not me that doing it. Allah did it. Man has to have this at all times. With everything that he does. If he has this in mind all the time, then you come to realize that he knows this much, that I did not do it, he made me do it. He will not look down at anyone. He will look down upon himself, oh Allah, if you turn away from me, what will be my position? When you read namaz, you say, Ya Allah, you made me read namaz, I don't know if I don't read namaz, what will be my position? His attention is not toward himself. Now just as you do for your sheikh, or someone very important to you, you fulfill his needs very quickly, whatever his needs are, happily. Happily. Very happily. That's how we also have to fulfill the commands of Allah. Happily. Very happy. That when you come into the masjid too, you must say, he has his command, must run towards it. How I must be happy to go. Everything must be happy. The Shaykh also says, I did not tell everyone to do this thing. I told you to do it. I did not tell everyone to do it. But I told you to do it. Like Allah said, I did not tell everyone. I told you. I did not tell everyone. I told you. Now when I told you to do it, now what is it to you?
How to keep him happy now? Every action must be that he's telling me to do it. What must I do now that to keep him happy? I must now try my level best not to keep him unhappy. Anyway, I mustn't keep him. When he's so much telling me to do work, his attention is toward me so much. Now I must try to do something that not do anything that be against his command. Whatever it is, it shows you so much that you must be so careful now that he is attending towards you, that telling you do this, do that, do that. You must fear this much that he must not turn away from you. Not. But the moment he turns away from you, you lost everything. The fear must always be there. That you know Allah, you tell him to do it. Do not turn away. Do not. And turn away means this much, that we must try our level best and not to commit anything guna. No sins. No. This is the point I'm trying to tell you. The most important point is this much, that even if he allow me to do good deeds, and he's telling, I am telling you to do good deeds to show you I love you. I do not tell everyone to do this thing, this service. Your service, I need your service. I need your service. You serving me, I asked you to serve me. Now it's important that do not do anything that I will not need a service anymore. To commit sins. Now you must think what he needs from me and what he does not need from me. He needs from us every time to keep his command, to fulfill every command of his. I mentioned earlier too that a person, when he's asked for duties, his duty is for whatever he asks you to do, whether you like it or don't like it. Tawan wa karha. Happily, unhappily, I still do it. I must do it. Then if the story now comes that we must now try our level best that to keep away from those things which not to keep him happy. The first thing is, sorry to say, that it is so drowned in people's hearts to that extent that it cannot come out of them in the self. In the self. It is very sad. Good people, after listening to this, that Allah Ta'ala loves us, he's asking us to do good deeds, and Allah chose you. Only the chosen ones are allowed to do, not the unchosen. When you know you are chosen one and still you do your business deals also, it's not straight. Your business deal not straight. Your home life at home is not straight. Your life with the children not straight. Everything is not straight. Ask yourself this question. How am I going to answer Allah? Allah to be Rabbikum. I am your Rabb. Ask yourself how you answer. Did I fulfill Allah's command? Did I keep him happy? This is what you talk. You try your level best to keep a sheikh happy, but you need time to try to make this, that did I keep Allah happy? When it comes to any situation, why is it that we fail? For what we fail? Why? Because we are not true in whatever he said. He said that I am the Rabb. That means you must know that he is the provider. You have whatever difficulty is going through, you have to ask him for help. And use the correct means for the help. Why we still use the wrong means? Your friend will tell you, look, you're going through condition. What's wrong with you? You can't run a business without taking a bond. You can't buy a house without taking a bond. You listen to your friend and you forget what that Allah says. The war starts with you with Allah Ta'ala because you did the wrong. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the weddings, our Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that weddings must be supposed to be so simple, must be of that kind that it must be reminded. When nikah is coming from Jannat and goes back to Jannat, is an ibadah of that kind. Yet our nikah today, you must be what is happening today. All kinds of things. Thousands of rands have been spent. Each one is competing one another. What is the end result? If that's how you're going to face Allah Ta'ala, israf, israf. When people are dying everywhere, they need money, and here we just bring the money away. We'll be answerable to Allah Ta'ala so much. So we spend on nikah against the sunnah of the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you look at the Nabi nikah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you look at Aisha radiallahu anha, her nikah was so simple, like two rakat namaz. Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when the time when his daughter was getting married, he did not even delay it. The family said that, why don't you delay it? No, no. He said, kya mamari beti hai, nahi it. That have to be. He made sure he performed the nikah and the qawm, and alhamdulillah, so the barakat of Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah. So just imagine, we are saying one side, Allah stubi rabbikum, amana ya rabb. Where is that commitment? Where our commitment? Our businesses, you look at it, you know, you owing people money, you can go for umrah, you can go for hajj, but you make that person cry. You make that person cry. You owe people money, and you make them cry. You make them cry. How are you going to pay Allah? The wife that Allah Ta'ala gave is an amanat also. You have deprived of her rights too. You treat her so badly. You go to that extent that she got nowhere to go. That's why you take her. You got nowhere to go. So stay where you are. And you ill-treat. My Hazrat said a very nice thing. Why don't you become a woman? Then ask yourself what you're going to do. My Hazrat said that you know what she's going through. You'll only have the sacrifice that she made. She made this sacrifice that she left her friends. She made this sacrifice that she left her mother and father, who she hugged and kissed her all the time. The love that mother and father. She left her neighbors and everyone just for this one. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to overlook all her shortcomings. Because she's got only one person to deal against, and that's the husband. If that she cannot tell the husband, who can she say? If she cannot say the husband, who can she say? This afternoon one case came to me. And she was crying to me. 21 years when we break the marriage. This tells you what. So one side is Allah stubi rabbikum, qalu bala. Everyone said it. Allah, you are. Where is it? Our businesses also, you people make a cry. Disrespect to mothers, parents. Mothers are crying, fathers are crying. My son, I gave him all the best. Today he threw me on the streets. Today is so easy for us to just say to mother, say whatever you want to say. You don't know when a mother passes away, one door is closed. The dua closed. The father passes away, mother door closed. You do not appreciate the dua that today, wherever you are, is because of their dua. That ustad you're supposed to have respect for is no more that ustad. You look at the ustad, you bypass it like nothing happened. Before it was like this. That you do not know who the sheikh and who the murid. The murid has so much respect for the sheikh has so much respect for the murid. Murashid Mungoi rahmatullah alayhi, if you look at his letters, Haji Imdadu rahmatullah write to him, it looks like the murid writing to the sheikh. All the time the sheikh writes. So we have become to that extent that we said whatever we said, but we have to now change. That la ilaha illallah that we got in our heart, which is the key inside us, lighten the flame. That noor must come into us. That noor must come into us to that extent that what must we do is Allah is asking us. I request and entrusted you duties. I have entrusted duties. To do, you must be very fortunate. If he has entrusted these duties, we must be very fortunate. Allah wants us these duties, that means he loves us. Now how must keep that love? I must have read my namaz properly. I must read my Quran properly. I must be good to people. And the worst sin today is pride. Everything happening in this world is because of pride. Every sin that you see is because of pride. Why that person spoke to me like that? Why that person spoke to me like that? He's a small chap, I'm a big man. Since when you became big? Why the poor man, I don't understand next to me in namaz? Why this person like that? The small person, why did not make salam to me? I must make salam. Why did not make salam to me? He said, well, you come to know, that's why a person, the sin that is most difficult and say person say is pride. It's that something that's hidden in person and every person, most of us got it. You only come to know the time you face a situation. The time someone swears you, vulgar, that's the time when you open your eyes to look at that person, that is pride. Why did you look at that person? For what if you look at that person? Another sin which is very common now is backbiting. We do not even understand that backbiting, we're taking our good deeds away. We got no good deeds. Our deeds are not according to Allah's expectation, but yet you'll find everyone is being backbited. At home we backbite, everywhere we backbite. So what are we learning? So in other words, this is what I'm trying to say, that Alastu bi rabbikum, Allah, I'm your Rabb. That means just not to read namaz. I want you to fulfill every command. Every command. Let it be that we run towards Mahfudullah. If a sin is there, you run away from there. You don't stay there. When a sin is committed, when you see a cell phone there, it's a sin. You must look at it and close it. Think this much, did I allow you to do this? Who said that? I always say a person, when a sheikh is with you, why you can't do it? When a sheikh is with you, you don't want to open that cell phone, you hide it. You hide it, you don't want to look at it. You keep Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. You're frightened for your sheikh. And Allah Ta'ala also is always looking at you. And you're doing in front of him. If only you can have this, Allah, you're looking at me, Allah, protect me. That's why he says this, but that you have this strong feeling in your heart. That you must become a complete, perfect Muslim. Perfect, that's your iman, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah means a perfect Muslim. How come you just play up? Someone has to tell you something before you can think anything, you just play up. You have lost everything. You have lost. You will keep to perfect your every sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet you'll find today people that who are supposed to be perfect, they walk and eat. They walk and drink. They walk and do everything. So this amanat, Allah says, I love this person. I love this amanat so much. And what is that? La ilaha illallah. You don't know this la ilaha illallah, what it can do. When a person is supposed to go to Jahannam, Allah is so kind. He was going to go to Jahannam, he can bring him here. He knows this, but I'm lost, completely lost. I've got nothing by me. Allah Ta'ala says, come. That is our Allah. And that's how we take Allah. Our Allah who wants to forgive us. But you must keep him happy. You must keep him. Do not keep anyone else happy. If you keep Allah happy, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy, then the whole world is happy. You cannot keep anyone happy besides Allah. Besides, keep him happy. Allah Ta'ala says, the police has come bring him. He says to him, right, okay, now you have committed so much of sins. His scale is going down. One paper will come out. One paper will come out, one piece of paper. He says, put it on this thing, this scale. That one paper overweighs the whole thing. What was it? La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Appreciate this la ilaha illallah. Appreciate it. Don't know. Appreciate it. Allah Ta'ala is most kind to us, most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving. You don't know how Allah Ta'ala loves us. You don't know how Allah Ta'ala loves us. But the more He loves us, the more you must keep Him happy. If you know Allah Ta'ala loves you, you must keep Him happy. What must I do to keep Him happy? When a person is in love with a woman, he sacrifices in nights. He does not even see whether he's so bad, but he says, I want you to come 2 o'clock in the morning, raining and everything. He forgets all that and goes. He forgets everything and goes. Allah Ta'ala called you in the early for the morning, but Fajr namaz you can't. Where the love is? They say love pulls you. Where the love? Yes, sometimes your eyes open, you saw that, but they rang up your eyes, oh, Hazrat came from mosque today. And no Allah did it. Why you not telling him? Hazrat gave you one incident. He says, in the early part of the morning, when your eyes open, are utho, who's saying that? Allah Ta'ala. That person whose eyes open, he says, Ale utho, Ale utho, Ale wake up, wake up. Everyone is sleeping, you wake up, I'm waking you up. Everyone sleeping, I'm waking you up. Everyone sleeping, I'm waking you up, wake up. But if you don't wake up, then he won't wake you up. You won't? This is what we are lacking today. You will commit a sin. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Who is saying it? Allah. Don't do it. Please. Your eyes are going to look at yourself. Don't do it. Don't do it. He's saying you don't do it. That reminder is there. But if you do not follow it, what happens? Everywhere. But this early part of the morning when everyone is sleeping, that's how you wake up. Bil ashari min astaghfirun. In that time, Allah says, one of the kamals of my people who got iman, he wakes up in early part of the morning, make istighfar for him. You want your dua to be accepted? Keep him happy, you too much. He'll give you too much, but we're not fulfilling his happiness, what will happen? Fulfill his happiness, and you see how happy he'll be with you. So for just a person, just ordinary person, you can give your life. The one who gave all his life for you, what life must be for you? So Nabi Karim, Allah Ta'ala told Imam Muhammad Rasulullah, Rahmatullah Ali, that, oh Muhammad, if I did not love you, I would not allow you to do this service. So likewise, you get namaz to read Quran. If I did not love you, I would not allow you to do it. If you only look at that, you open your Quran only the whole day. They only do that if you not first kuruni, to mujhe yaad karo, main tumhe yaad karo. If you make this zikr only, you must not know you did not make it. He's remembering, he allowed you to make it. And then you made the zikr. Then you must make more zikr. You do not make more and more zikr. Open the Quran to him. He allowed you, I must make more and more. Inshallah, then you see how much there will be barakat and nur, although that's not our intention. Our intention is Allah to keep Allah happy. Allah to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever you said. But my I pleading to you, the cell phone has gone to the hell phone. It has caused so much harm to people who got good habits in them, good character in them. It has spoiled their lives. It brought to that extent that you find the husband and wife is rock. The marriage is all gone to the rocks. There's no muhabbat at all. There's no rahmat in the house. Oh Allah, remove that. You know, bring back the sunnah in our houses. Remember, the most important thing in our houses. Read the Quran in the house. Sleep with the name of Allah. Wake up in the name of Allah. Bring that in our children, because remember, we have to worry about progeny. We have to worry about progeny. We are all going to go. We are concerned about progeny. If we are not going to concern, we will. And inshallah, if we are concerned, Allah Ta'ala will mother must come. But it's our duty to look after it. I always say, put your home right. Put your house right. You see, so then Allah Ta'ala makes it very easy for everyone of us. Wa akhru da'wana, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rabbana atina lana nurana wa ighfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Fatir as-samawati wa anta waliyyi fid dunya wa al-akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa bihi salihin. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك نعوذ بالله من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن وما وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل إنا على كل شيء قدير اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك
was output later.